You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Now we're going to transition to our version of Breakout Chapel today, which is a guided prayer time. This is going to be led by our class chaplain. So first, I'd like to invite you to number one, find a small group, and number two, find a space within this main area of Hughes. So if you already have a small group kind of planned out, that's totally fine. But if you don't, we really encourage you to make yourself known to our class. So if somebody comes up to you wanting to join your small group, please be very welcoming. So yeah, you can go ahead and kind of transition to that while Lydia prepares.
Okay, as you're finding your groups, let's go find our groups rather quickly. Also, I'd encourage you, if you want to just take this time and be by yourself, you can also do that. So just to be with you and the Lord. But I would encourage you be in groups of like three or four. We want to keep it small. And you can use any space in here. So we really, just as we were praying about this, we had this just heart of this first semester. I don't know about you guys, but it has been a lot, just a lot of different information. And so this is really a time for us to kind of breathe as we're heading into fall break. So I really encourage you to use this time, to have your attention on the Lord and not on the people around you, so we can help each other to really focus our attention to God. Or if you want to really just take that time for yourself, that's good too. So before we begin, I just kind of want to root us in our class verse that comes from John 10. So because I find with prayer, it can sometimes be really overwhelming because you don't even know where to start. So I just want to take this as kind of a launching point for the rest of our time. So we're in John chapter 10, verse 14. It says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." And so, again, sometimes we make jokes about it. We're the known class, right? There's a lot of puns you can do with that. But we are known, and guys, the blessing of being and serving the Christian God is that we serve a God who knows us intimately, but has made himself known to us and available through Jesus Christ. It says he lays down his life for the sheep. And so he has come and he wants us, he already knows us, but he wants us to know him intimately. And so that's the invitation that prayer is. So I just want you guys to have that kind of heart as we head in. And so really, right now, I just want us to really give him our attention. And I know, like, it's been finals, it's been really crazy, like, there's a lot of things going on. So we're just going to take a few minutes to whatever you need to do, whether it's just lay down the things that you're carrying, the things that are taking up your brain space. When you have a second to yourself, you're like, oh, I got to do this, this, this. Really just take a space to release it to the Lord. Give that, or just whatever you have to do. For me, also, when we worship God, that can help clear our minds. So I just invite you in this time, we'll give you a few minutes. You can just praise God, release what you need to release to him. Say, you know, I've been carrying this. I want to lay it down and just have this time to really focus. So in your groups, I'll release you guys to do that. All right, so as you guys are going, you can keep, you know, finish your thoughts, and we're gonna look at the next verse. So this is not technically in our class verse, but verse 16 reads, "I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd." And so, right, we're gathered here as the known class, and all the other classes are gathering right now. So I just think it would be really neat if we, as the freshmen, as the young ones, could be lifting up and praying for our other classmates. So if you guys, you know, pray individually for people you know that are in other classes, but also let's pray, let's start with the renewed class. Just have a moment to lift them up as they're meeting, and then we'll go to the other ones as well. So let's pray for the renewed class. Thank you. God, we ask that you would. And then let's lift up the beloved class as well. And finally, let's pray for the seniors, the restored class. And God, as we've lifted up all of these classes, we just want to pray for our campus, that we would have that unity as you, as the shepherd. And so now, so that's everything here, but what is tomorrow? Fall break, thank you. So, fall break, a lot of us are going different places, right? We're not going to all be together. We're all going different places. Stand up if you're going on a set apart retreat, if you're going to Florida. They already left? Okay. Well, then we can pray for them for sure. But also, I just want to take some time, maybe in your smaller groups, you can share with like what your plans are for fall break if they don't already know, and then just pray for each people, because we're all going back to maybe different family environments. Maybe you're looking forward to fall break, maybe you're not looking forward to fall break, maybe you have to stay here. So really, we just want to pray for everybody as they go into this time, that it can be what God wants it to be. So yeah. All right, take a minute to kind of wrap those up. You can still keep going, but just, all right. So next, I want to do something a little bit different in prayer. So in John chapter 10, with the sheep and the shepherd, it's talking about how the sheep hear his voice, right? And they follow him. And so I don't know if you've like grown up in church, you hear people talking about like, oh, I heard the Lord say this or whatever. And I think it's really hard to really listen just to people, let alone a God that we can't see. And so we want to take about like 5 minutes. And guys, my hope is it's going to be like dead silent in here and you all are locked in. And really just we want to have like a heart to listen to what God wants to say to us. So whatever questions you have, anything, if you have something specific that you want to ask the Lord and wait, but really having this posture of waiting and listening. So so just get there in your head, and we're just going to have about 5 minutes of quiet before the Lord and really focus on listening. So here we go. All right, I don't know about you guys, but that's always a good exercise for me. And now I just kind of want to give you guys a little bit of time, again, to respond to whatever that looked like. If it's, you know, frustration of like, man, my mind was just all over the place. I was there, guys. Like, it's just voice that to God. Be like, Lord, I want to be a better listener. Or whatever it is for you. One thing that's really helpful for me, I have a friend that says, like, if you were face-to-face with God and you could ask him, like, face-to-face with Jesus, and you could ask him one thing, like, what would it be? And then just pray that thing. That's really helpful, because sometimes we're like, oh, man, like, I would ask him all these things, but then every day we have the opportunity to pray all those things, but we just don't take it. So if you want to share with somebody like what your listening time was like, or if you just want to wrestle through anything, this is a time for that. So go ahead. You guys can pray. And one more thing, guys. One of the great things about prayer, one of my favorite things is like Matthew 6:8, where it says, God knows what you need before you ask. So, God knows what you need, but he wants that relationship with you. He wants that open communication. And so that's why, like, voicing these things, we're all doing it together. So, like, don't feel intimidated or shy. Like, that's, God wants your open openness. And he knows, he already knows what you need, but he invites you to ask. So, go ahead. All right, guys, so just to kind of close this out, I'm going to pray over our class. If you're on the band, you're welcome to start making your way up here. So just join me as we pray over you guys. Then we'll have worship, and the altar is open, and a lot of us on cabinet will be here. If you want to pray with people, we'll be available. So, again, feel welcome to do that, and I'm going to pray. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for this time. I thank you that your presence is powerful, that you are here in the midst of us, and that you promise to be with us. I thank you that you have made yourself known to us through Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for bringing each and every person. God, I don't know every person's name here, but you do. You say you call us by name. Lord, you know the inner workings of our hearts. And we just thank you. We thank you for just the words that you have been speaking now. Father, I just pray that you would have just, that we would be good soil for you, God, that we would be a class that wants to be about your presence, wants to know you as you know us. And Father, as we come to know you, that we would be just transformed to become love. To become love to the people around us, to this campus, that we would be a blessing, not only to each other, but to the other classes, to faculty and staff. God, I just thank you for the so many people that I have been able to meet in this class in these past weeks. Just continue to grow us as a class. Thank you for our first breakout chapel. And Lord, I just pray that we would really want to worship you, that you would have your way with us. God, do what you want, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.